Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
This is K1RA. Is anybody on the NCO calendar who knows who's taking the net control tonight, if anyone?
Andy, this is KF4TEK. The calendar says that tonight's night is hippie.
Hey, yeah, I just put in a request to him. Since I'm on part of the board now, I feel I guess I should have access to it as well as the NCOs. Okay, I don't believe he's around. Last I saw, he had some family issues he was dealing with. Is anybody else a backup for Sippy tonight? Mike, I guess I can take it. I don't know if you're in a position. I've just got an HT here, but if my signal sounds okay with the HT, I'll just run with some check-ins.
You could do that. Let me see if I can break free. I could go downstairs and do it if you wanted.
I don't have the I don't have access to the NCO, but I'll just run with some check-ins and then keep it short and sweet. Okay, thanks. Please stand by.
All right, appreciate it, Manny. KRA KF4TEK.
QST QST. This is K1RA, K1 Radio Alpha. Calling the Sunday night informal technical service net here on the W4VA repeater. This net is held every Sunday evening at approximately 8 p.m. All stations are welcome to check in this evening. This is an informal net, but a directed net. I will take check-ins this evening, followed by any announcements or requests for information, and then run down the list of check-ins and ask those to provide comments about their past activities on the air or with the radio hobby this week, and or if they have any questions or technical problems they wish to bring to the attention of the members of the net tonight, maybe we can provide you some assistance. As I said, I don't have any NCO information in front of me, so I'm just going to run this off the cuff here. It's been several years since I've run as net control. But I'm pretty sure I can wing it here, taking call signs on paper and running down the list. First, before I take any check-ins, are there any general announcements for the club? Please provide your call sign now.
W4RKU.
Good evening, Kevin. Go ahead with your announcement.
K1RA, W4RKU, and good evening, Andy. I'll just go with a couple of announcements here. One, we have a club meeting coming up this Thursday, 7:15 at the Path Foundation, or you can join us online via WebEx. You can find that information on the website. Second thing is to all members membership renewals are now technically past due, so if you've not paid your dues yet, please do so. I've had a couple of people double up. So if you're not sure, check with me first, and I'll let you know if you paid or not. That's all the announcements that I have for this evening. K1RA, W4RKU.
Okay, Kevin, thanks a lot. I will put you down at the top of the list. Are there any other announcements from club members or anyone else listening? Please call now.
W4NUA, sister from Fairfax, name is Frank.
Good evening, Frank. Go ahead with your announcement.
I have no announcements. Thank you.
Okay. I will put you down for check-ins here in a moment, and we'll get back to you. Thanks for calling in. Anybody else with announcements for the net tonight before I take check-ins? Please call now. Okay. Hearing none, I guess I will follow through with check-ins from Internet only. Any Internet-connected stations, please give me your call sign now. This is K1RA.
Whiskey 4, Victor Fox Whiskey, Robin, Tennessee, Echo Lake.
This is Whiskey 4, Mike Alpha Foxtrot, out of Richmond, via All-Star.
Good evening, Mike. Thanks for checking in from the Internet tonight. Last call. Anybody else connected through the Internet link? Please call now. Okay, any mobile or any mobile stations, short time mobile stations wishing to check in, please call now, K1RA. Okay, nothing heard. Any general check-ins? I've got Kevin, you already, Frank, I've got you. Any other check-ins for the net tonight? This is K1RA. Please call now.
says K4, Golf, Victor Hotel, K4, GVH, Robert, in Riva, Virginia, will wait.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey, Yankee X-Ray.
This is Kilo Bravo 4, Mike Charlie Delta, Dumfries, Virginia. Got Brian over here.
QNHTV.
AG4VA.
Here is Kilo Mike 4, Oscar Zulu Hotel.
KO4VNZ.
Whiskey Bravo 7, Romeo Alpha Victor, in and out.
November 4, Sierra Juliet Lima.
Okay, I've got Rob, KO4GBH, KO4WYX, KO4MCD, K1HTV, AG4VA, KM4OZH, KO4VNZ, WB7RAV, in and out, and N4SJL, in and out. N4SJL, I don't think we've talked before. What's your name, please?
Name here is John. I'm in Western Hanover.
Okay, John, thank you very much for checking in this evening. I have you as in and out. Please listen, check in again if you can. Any other check-ins for the net this evening? This is K1RA. Please call now.
KQ4ESZ, Michael in Greene County, Virginia, in and out.
Okay, very good. KQ4ESZ, Echo Sierra Zulu, Michael in Greene County, and it got you as in and out. Congratulations on getting your license. Sounds like a new call, and you're doing very well hitting the warrant and repeater tonight. Please check in again if you have a chance. One last call for check-ins for the net tonight, K1RA. Call now. Okay, hearing no other check-ins, anybody have any questions or technical topics they'd like discussed tonight before we start with a general round of comments? Please give me your call now if you have a question or something for the net tonight. Okay, nothing heard, so let's just go down the list. We'll start with the internet stations first, and then we'll go through the guys who checked in on the radio side. Rob, W4VFW, what's new with you tonight? Go ahead.
This is Rob, W4VFW. I couldn't find it. Nothing much going on here. I've been playing with my new vertical on 40 and 80 meters. It's opened up a lot of new avenues for me, and I'm just pleased with punch at this thing, and it works real well. That's about all I've got tonight. I'm just going to listen to you guys, and I really enjoy this net. Back to you.
Hey, Rob. Good deal on the vertical. Hope you're getting on the air. I'm sure a couple others, including my dad, will comment about the good HF conditions lately, so glad you're having some opportunity to enjoy them. Mike, W4MAF, how you doing this week? What do you got to say?
K1RA, Whiskey 4 Mike Alpha Foxtrot in Richmond. Thank you very much. Not much to report. Been taking it easy this weekend. Enjoyed the summits on the air, January 1st, New Year's Day activation last Sunday. Didn't get to make it back to report. And hey, I will say, I don't know that it's so active in the Warrenton area, but the Virginia room on C4FM Wires X, that is coming back to life. That is seeing more activity. It's been a while. And we're going to start the Saturday night C4FM digital net coming up probably in the next couple of weeks. Not sure who is carrying that, if anyone, in the Northern Virginia area, but elsewhere through Central Virginia, it's been pretty active. So that's about it. Hope everyone had a good New Year. Back to Net Control, W4MAF.
Mike, very good. Well, thanks for those comments. I know the Fakir Club here, W4VA, has talked about trying to get some sort of a digital access on our 70-centimeter machine. Myself, N2NAR, John KX4O, part of the repeater committee, are looking to somehow, some point, sometime, bring DMR, C4FM, P25, and all the things that come along with those modes to at least one of our repeaters. As I said, probably 70 centimeters, and maybe we can have folks join in on that one of these days. I've played a little bit with DMR in Virginia statewide. And interesting to hear those repeaters linked into that across the state. Okay, so back to the RF side here on 2 meters. Kevin, W4RKU, go ahead.
Cable 1RA, W4RKU, in the net, good evening, Andy, again. Thank you very much for doing and picking up the net. Radio-wise, a couple of things. I've been trying to get multi OP25 to run, which is the standard stuff, to run on my Pi. I've also been trying to go after the expedition in the Congo. Tango, November 8, Kilo. Haven't had a lot of luck. He probably doesn't hear me very well, and sometimes I can't hear him, but I've been chasing him. And he's got a very big split, too, which just makes it more complicated if he's up like 7. Between 5 and 7 at times. So it's hard to figure out where he's listening. Outside of that, I don't have anything else to share with the group tonight, so I will turn back over to you, K1RA, W4RKU, back to the net.
Okay, Kevin, very good. Thanks for your comments. Good luck chasing TNAK. And, okay, on the multi, I think you said multi P25. Is that just a P25 digital-only decoder for the Pi?
Well, what it does is it gives you a little bit more coverage when you have more than one RKL-SDR. You focus one on the control channel, and then the other one switches the voice channels around. Covers things a little bit better, on the P25 phase two. So that's what it is.
Hey, very good. Thanks for the fill on that info. I've played with SDR trunk, with my new Kraken SDR, which has 5 built-in RTLs. So it does handle those. It puts one on the control channel, and it's nice to have one or two others to listen to some of the Fauquier, Culpeper, Rappahannock trunking signals going on in this area. So for those who have Krakens, check out SDR trunk if you want to decode some P25 traffic in town. Down to or over into Frank, W4NUA. How you doing this week? K1RA, go ahead.
K1RA and the group W4NUA. Well, I'd just like to tell you that I enjoy getting on your figure. Sean and I've got on to it several times and going home to up in Marshall, Virginia. And you get on that, and a lot of times when we cannot get on Bloomwild. So, anyway, I'd like to say I appreciate it very much. And you guys does a good job. Very good job. Back to that, W4, in your way.
Hey, very good, Frank. I think I've heard you talking to your buddy, KF4 in WOL, and hearing some comments about the 300 machine being up and down, and maybe some antenna replacements or some repeater work up there, which is taking the repeater off the air for a while. I know they're trying to make improvements, and might have been a harsh winter up there on Mount Weather where that machine is located, and wouldn't be surprised if they had some sort of antenna or other damage. Anyway, thanks for checking in. Have a good night. Robert, how you doing this week? Hope you've been getting on HF with that antenna my dad and Mark got going for you a while back, K4GVH from K1RA. Go ahead.
This is K4 Golf Victor Hotel, K4GVH. Good evening to everyone there. Good evening to you there, Andy. You're doing a great job as usual. Sound real good on the net this evening, Andy. K1RA. Sounding really great. Now, I haven't been on HF much this weekend. I should be got on it. I tried to work a few stations yesterday, but the band didn't seem like it's very good and that sort of thing. So hopefully I can do it next weekend when I go back to my dad's and be able to work the stations out there and that sort of thing. And I gotta pack up a CB radio with so much for that. I gotta pack it up and send the darn thing to Lynchburg. I don't know what's going on with it. It ain't working, but I know that's not very interesting on the ham net. But I gotta pack up a old CB radio and pack it down and send it to Lynchburg to the guy's a ham, and maybe he can fix it for me. I don't know what it's gonna cost to send it. But hopefully I can get it done. But so much for that. But other than that, I'm doing well. My dad's sister's dying with cancer. I'm not too thrilled about this new year. Not looking too forward to that. My dad's sister died of cancer there, Andy, and She won't be able to get out of the hospital. She's taking treatment, so I don't know when they're going to let her come home, and she might not get home. She can't even stand up or walk, so keep her in our prayer, Janet Richards, and that sort of thing as well. This is K4 Golf Victor Hotel, K4GVH, and 73, back to net control.
Okay, Robert, thanks for checking in tonight, and saddened to hear about Janet. Keep her in our prayers, and I hope you have an opportunity to get on HF when you have some free time, and yeah, get that 11-meter rig fixed. I'm sure 11 meters is just as open as 10 meters. Matt, good evening to you. KO4WYX, how have you been doing this week? K1RA, go ahead.
K1RA and all the net, doing great. This is KO4WYX. I got to do some HF this week. One of my New Year's resolutions was to do a little bit more phone action, and I managed to do that, just kind of, you know, spinning the dial and seeing what's out there. I've enjoyed that. I've also been playing with one of my Raspberry Pis and trying to put into a new enclosure, add a solid-state hard drive for it, you know, do some nerd, just, you know, normal nerd stuff for a project I've got going on this year. But other than that, that's what's going on. Looking forward to seeing you guys this week at the club meeting, since I missed the last one at the end of the year. But this is KO4WYX, back to net.
Okay, Matt, real good. We're always interested in hearing what folks are doing with the Raspberry Pis. I know there's a bunch of us in the club who dabble around in them. Probably should get a little DIY group together to share what folks are doing, and maybe put something together for a meeting. Maybe just a little share session where folks can get up for 2 or 3 minutes and maybe with a slide or two show what they've been doing or talk about. And maybe something to look forward to this year. Maybe not necessarily ham radio related, but enough tech computer guys in the club that it's probably a fun thing to share with others. Thanks for checking in tonight. Brian, KO4, Mike Charlie Delta, how you doing this weekend? Go ahead with your comments.
K1RA, thank you. I think you got Brian here. It's actually KB4, Kilo Bravo for Mike Charlie Delta. We're doing pretty good this weekend, start the new year off right. Got some radio frequency drain going to my shack, put a ground bar in and drove a ground rod, had a little girl, had the little girl out there helping me, she was so cute. But I got a ground rod driven, some bare copper run out to everything, bonded up nicely, started connecting everything in the shack. I've of course been an 11 meter guy since I was a kid, so that's where I started. I'm kind of a new ham operator, but you're absolutely right, 11 meters is rocking and rolling right along with the other high frequency, I'm sure. I'm looking kind of forward to getting into that. Supposedly the 991s are shipping tomorrow from DX Engineering, so I'm waiting for my late Santa Claus gift, or so to speak, and try to get something started on that end when I get my license upgraded, as soon as I feel confident enough to go do all that. Other than that, things have been pretty smooth to start the new year. Pretty calm and quiet around the house, a regular work week. Other than that, thank you for taking the net tonight. Good evening to everybody else out there. KB4 MCD, back to net control.
Hey, Brian, noted your call, K Bravo 4 MCD. Got it. Well, good deal on the ground rod and getting the HF, or getting the shack prepared for the new HF rig. Envious, the 991's a nice radio. I've got a couple friends who've got them and highly recommend them. So, hope you get your upgrade soon and start getting on some of the HF bands, although I guess with the tech you'll at least be able to get on 10 meters right away and at least start enjoying some of the good propagation on that band. Dad, Rich, K1HTV, how you doing tonight? K1RA, go ahead.
Thank you, Eddie. K1RA in the net, K1HTV. Good evening to all participating in the net, and those that are listening and have decided not to participate. I hope some of them do. You have to check in at the end. At least let us know that you're around. I know there are always lots of folks listening, but don't always check in. Act activity. Today, solar flux climbed up to 184. There's a big solar noise burst right before our sunset. I didn't get to tune around until after sunset. One of the New Zealand guys said noise bursts are just bursting up and down between 6 meters and 10 meters. So the sun is acting up. There's a new set of sunspots coming around the eastern limb, the southeastern part of the sun. So we're going to see some more activity. There's a big X flare the other day, an X1 something. It's pretty intense when you see an X flare happening. So things are getting interesting on the sun. I've been working to set up for the SDRs that tune all bands between 2200 and 6 meters and feed FT4, FT8, and whisper spots to the PSK reporter. Really good success for getting that going. Still continuing to do a little bit of work on that. This week on Wednesday, with the frontline 6-meter group is going to have Scott McIntosh, the head of a group that has made a prediction for the solar cycle, which seems to be coming true, unlike the NASA NOAA prediction, which was going to be a fairly poor cycle. This one looks like it's ramping up. So I think it'll be interesting to see what Dr. Scott McIntosh says on the Zoom call on Wednesday. Very good conditions, lots of the expeditions starting up. I did work the Republic of Congo station, TN8K Kilo. On one of the bands, I think it was 30 meters, I operated very high in the band, 2,900 hertz, and on the 15-meter, when I went below where he's operating, around 500 hertz, and was able to work both of them using the very high or very low tone frequencies. We might want to try that if you haven't tried that, Kevin. Continue. I worked the big DX station this evening, KM4OZH, on 6 meters. Good to see. I guess Gil is testing his 6-meter gear. I worked UR5FSP for probably the last time he's going to be operating as a maritime mobile station as he's going around the coast of Africa. He'll be at his last destination later today. So I worked him around the world, off of the China Sea, all around the Indian Ocean, past South Africa. Now he's coming up the western part of Africa, and he'll be going QRT by late this evening. I hit the 200,000 QSO mark in the log. Let's see what else is happening. Another de-expedition I've heard and worked, 5X-ray 7W, 5X-ray 7 Whiskey in Uganda is on now. Got some good long path opening this afternoon to Fiji. 3D2 USU, a very active Fiji station. They had a very good signal with the beam to the east. That's about it. We'll see you guys at the FARA meeting on Thursday. Back to Night Control. This is K1HTV.
Okay, Dad, very good. Well, thanks for all the comments. By the way, I saw your email. I do have some BNC to BNC cables I'll share with you. I guess I'll bring them to the meeting and see which ones will suffice to continue to wire up the new splitters and connections there at the shack. Alan, AG4VA, what have you got to report down there? Go ahead.
K1RA, AG4VA. Good evening, Andy. Good evening to everyone on the net. And Happy New Year, since this is the first net I've gotten into this year. Well, we all had a great time on New Year's Day with the Summits on the Air New Year's Day summit-to-summit QSO party. We had 14 hams on summits here in Virginia and West Virginia, and they ranged on summits from Front Royal down to the Peaks of Otter, not too far from Bedford, and over in West Virginia on a peak called Elliber Knob, which is west of Monterey. And most folks were able to pick up someone summit to summit. We always say it's a HT-VHF technician class friendly event, but we certainly didn't expect the people from Front Royal to work down to the Peaks of Otter, but everybody picked up somebody. So we had a good time. We certainly had some challenges because the Skyline Drive has been closed. It's been open. It's been closed. But that morning, a little section opened in the center of the park, and some people were able to get up to Stony Man. And it seems like everybody who wanted to participate was able to find a summit somewhere. And during the event, Summits on the Air has a great spotting network. So I was looking at the spots that were put out during the event. And it's As it turns out, it was such a beautiful day here in the southeast that we had a number of people activating in other states. They weren't directly out there because we were putting on the event. They just happened to be called to the mountaintops because it was such a beautiful day. So had about 8 folks in the Carolinas, 3 in Georgia, 4 in Tennessee, and 1 in Kentucky. So we really wound up with 30 activators here in the southeast, and some activated more than one summit that day. So we had about 40 summits activated. And since I was on the summit with HF, I was able to pick up a few folks in the Carolinas and Tennessee summit to summit. So maybe it'll turn into something even bigger when the weather's right and people can get out on New Year's Day. It's not something that'll work every year because we always have the challenge with the weather, but it just seems like a time when people have the day off and they're itching to get out. So I think we'll at least give it a try every year. Back to you, Andy, K1RA, HE4VA.
Okay, Alan, very good. Well, thanks for the information on SOTA and the success of the New Year's Day event, 14 activations. That's pretty good. I know I've run across some of the guys during some of the VHF contests during September and June, and we've got a VHF contest coming up here in January. Not sure how many, as you said, based on the weather, we'll be able to get out that time of year, but always nice to hear those guys on the air for an extra contact. Speaking of VHF contests, Gil, how you doing with your rover preparations and whatever other activities you have going on over there? KM4OZH from K1RA.
K1RA, this is KM4OZH. Well, good evening, Andy. Good to hear you in there and everybody on the net. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about now is VHF contest here in a week and a half, 2 weeks. And I did road test my brand new home built 6-meter Moxon mobile antenna yesterday just for mechanical stability, and it survived a trip to Amosville and back here to Manassas at 40. And so I this afternoon I've been actually working 6 meters FT8, and of course worked your dad. That was a completely pleasing situation, and Ron K3FR, he was CQing a whole lot this evening. His call would show up on a regular basis. But I did work as far north as FN20, so and I don't guess there were any openings, but I was pleased with that. So there was not a lot of activity on 6, which I guess is to be expected. But I with that same antenna, I tuned down to 20 meters and so forth. And the band I was receiving with high signal strength, all kinds of FT8 stations. So obviously it's still receiving. I couldn't transmit on it because it won't begin to tune at 20 meters. But anyway, but I'm pleased with my results at this point, and I'm learning to be able to push the right button at the right time, so we'll see how that works out when the contest goes. So just continuing to practice. And that's about all I got for this evening. I'm going to turn it back over to Andy, K1RA, KM4OZH.
Okay, Gil, very good. This is K1RA in the Sunday night technical services net for RW4VA. Good deal on the VHF prep, especially FT8. I know you're really looking forward to maybe picking up some extra multipliers, working a little bit longer DX, longer distance contacts in the upcoming contest. I hope it proves fruitful for you. And, practice early, practice often. Surely help things go more smoothly during the contest. I did see a note, I think you were CC'd from Dwayne, KK4BZ, who's also getting set up, multiple bands, multiple antennas, or some others have responded using maybe a triplexer. So good to hear folks getting ready for January. And I will add that now, as I had said a week or so back, that I wasn't going to be on the air. Looks like Terry W8ZN has changed his travel plans. He will not be going to Ohio this contest. And he's already talking about going up there this weekend and next weekend to get the station ready. So you should hear either KAGP or W8ZN multi-operator, low four bands, 6, 2, 1 1/4 meters, and then 70 centimeters. sideband FT8 FM as well. I think Mike N2NAR from the club will be joining us, and Dave K1RZ, whose tower is not back up yet. So, Gil, we'll look forward to your rover QSOs making it into our log, and good luck with that prop. Chuck, how are you doing? Have you been on HF yet? I know you've got the new radio. How are things going over there? KO4VNZ, K1RA.
K1RA, KO4VNZ. Well, I'm not on the air HF yet, but I've been working on it, getting closer. This weekend, mainly, I've just been taking down all my Christmas decorations and just listening in on 2 meter. I occasionally would overhear some youth on the air, but not much. All's quiet. I think I'll probably be on WebEx for the meeting Thursday. My wife is still testing positive for COVID, and for that reason, the surgery I had scheduled for Thursday has been put off for a couple weeks now, so I'm not even sure when that surgery is going to go about. But other than that, all's quiet, and just enjoying life. This is KO4VNZ, back to that.
Okay, Chuck. Well, sad to hear your wife's still sick. I know you'd mentioned a while back you've been keeping your distance and leaving plates at the door and only talking to her on the telephone there in the house. So I hope she gets back to good health soon, and you can get your surgery taken care of, and then concentrate on getting the HF station together. Good luck with that. WB7RAV, Randy was in and out. N4SJL, John was in and out. New station Michael, KQ4ESZ, down in green, was in and out as well, and that's the bottom of the list. Do we have any new check-ins? Anybody else who is listening who'd just like to check in and say hi, or anybody else who hasn't yet checked into the net, please call now. This is K1RA.
Kilo, Yankee 4, Oscar Papa.
Whiskey 8, Bravo Tango.
Kilo, Delta 4, Romeo Echo Echo.
Kilo Oscar 4, Lima Lima Charlie.
Kilo Quebec 4, Foxtrot Golf Yankee.
Okay, very good. We've got Kilo Yankee 4, Oscar Papa. Nick, good evening to you. We've got WABT, Travis, KD4REE, I believe that's Simi, KO4. For LLC, I don't have your name. Is that George?
Yes, this is George, KO4 LLC. Thank you.
George, thanks. And KQ4FGY, I can tell from the call in New Ham, so welcome to the hobby. Congratulations on getting your license. And what's your name, please?
This is KQ4FGY. I'm Matt out of Alexandria.
Hey, Matt, Alex from Alexandria. Thanks for joining in, and welcome to the repeater. Nick, KY4OP, how are things doing with you tonight? Go ahead.
K1RA, this is KY4OP. I'm doing fine tonight. Missed the initial round of check-ins. There was a weather imaging satellite pass, and I just finished putting together a 137 megahertz receive antenna for that. Hopefully, as one of the activities that we'll do Tuesday night with the 4-H kids. So, seems to be working, so that's always a nice thing after doing a project like that. So, we'll see how well it works down in Warrenton. It definitely seems to pick up a fair amount of noise, but enough to pull an image and be able to tell where the clouds are. So, I did get up on the first for the Summits on the Air group activation that was done, and went up to Dickey Hill in Shenandoah National Park, worked about a half dozen summit to summits, and I took my HF rig up there and was able to work a station down in the Ozark Mountains of Arkansas. So that was a lot of fun and a great way to start off the new year. So with that, I'll go and hand it back over to Net Control. This is KY4OP.
Hey, Nick, very good. Well, congratulations with the successful SOTA event from Dickey Hill, and very cool on the weather satellite on 137 megs. That'd be interesting to share with the 4-H kids at your upcoming meeting. I've done some WeFax, WeatherFax on HF. There's a number of HF transmissions that happen throughout the day on non-amateur bands, mainly, I guess, for ships at sea. So that's another alternative to try. You can actually use my Kiwi SDR on the Internet to tune into some of those, and it's got a built-in decoder and will actually print the weather maps right in real time, although they come over very slowly, like you would expect with a fax machine. Travis, W8BT, how are you doing? Have you had any other issues with the K3? Have you been on the air? Over to you.
Hey, good evening, Andy. Am I making the repeater okay?
You sound fine.
Okay. I had a cable. I had something hanging on the cable here, and I was just adjusting the cables. Wasn't sure if everything was connected properly. I lost you for a minute there. But anyway, no, K3's been doing good. Mainly just been receiving. Haven't been on the air a whole lot. I've kind of been switched between like 30 and 160 meters and occasionally 10 meters. And getting some surprisingly good spots for what I've got, especially on 160. I've got to use the MFJ tuner for that. But anyway, I'm glad to hear that the W8ZN location will be on the air for the VHF contest. I was disappointed to hear it wasn't going to be, but glad to hear it's back and going. I'm going to try and get on at least 6 and 2, and maybe even 432 if I get ambitious enough. But I doubt 222, but maybe very low power on 432. So, but 6 meters I should have 100 watts, and 2 meters I should have, I guess, about 30 watts or so. So, anyway, I'll see what I can do, and glad to hear somebody new on the net. Thanks for doing it. K1RA, W8BT.
Hey, Travis, very good. Well, I always appreciate your contacts in the VHF contest. We'll be beaming Noakesville, northern Fauquier, or I guess eastern Fauquier, central Fauquier, and looking for your signals on the band. And Mike N2NAR is going to join us. We're putting together a four-band FM station just for him. So we're going to try to make a big presence on the FM frequencies this year in the VHF contest. KD4REE, how are you doing tonight? K1RA, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm doing fine. Just so busy studying, so that's why I haven't been on the radio that much lately. And plus, shoulder still hurts a little bit. And on the topic of 6 meters, nice to hear that it's fairly active in the Virginia, Washington area. I'm still planning to get a 6 meter station set up for sideband and 6 meters, and maybe whisper as well. Gonna go back to doing some typing, so I'll turn it back to net control from KD4REE.
Okay, real good. Well, hope your shoulder's recovering, and for you on 6 meter sideband, maybe sometime in the near future. Yet the solar conditions are picking up, so now is the time to start building that station and getting it ready for the upcoming DX season. George K04LLC, how you doing tonight? Over to you.
Good evening. There were one on the net. Doing well. I just wanted to check in. I always like to listen to the Farrah Sunday Night Net because it seems like the smartest people at ham radio, at least in this area, are on this net, and I'd like to learn as always. KO4LLC, back to that.
Okay, George. Well, always good to have the new guys check in and like to field questions and provide hopefully some useful answers. But, I've heard it more than once. People like to listen and just kind of hear what's going on with some of the more seasoned hams, and a good place to tune in and hear what other facets of the hobby you can get into after you've been into the hobby for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, and I think with my dad on here, 60-plus years. So please check in again and talk to you soon. And then down to the bottom of the list, we have Newham Matt, KQ4FGY. Again, welcome. Let us know how long you've been licensed and how'd you get into the hobby. Over to you.
Thank you. I've been licensed for just that 2 weeks now. Something that's always interested me, and finally got the time to do the study and take the test. Currently studying for my general, so we'll see how that goes. Just getting the shack set up here and the condo, which is interesting, with antennas and antenna lines, trying to get the best that I can out of a condo. But luckily, I'm on the third floor, so I have a little bit of elevation with that. I'm impressed that I can actually reach out to Warrington from Alexandria. But how do I sound? Am I clear?
Yeah, Matt, your radio signal, your RF signal is almost what we call full quieting, which means very very little hiss or noise on the signal. You must have a good west or northwesterly facing view, or maybe an antenna on the roof. You said your third floor, so I'm not sure if it's an apartment. I think you said condo, but you might comment on what antenna you're using. I'm guessing maybe you're using an HT, maybe a Bofang, if you're a new ham. So my only comment about your signal is your audio quality is quite low. I had to crank up the volume to hear you. So the problem with a lot of these new HTs, handheld radios, is you do have to talk very close to the microphone, speak loudly and close, and that'll help quite a bit. Otherwise, you're making the machine, hitting the repeater very well otherwise. So give us an idea of what you're using for a radio and an antenna. Go ahead.
That's good to hear. I'll work on that mic gain. Maybe my radio is ID 5100, and I just got two nights ago installed a Diamond X30A on my balcony, just mounted to a post. I own the condo, so I can drill the holes and do what I need to, but just an upright, and it does have a decent open to the west, minus buildings.
Okay, great. Well, that explains why you're doing so well. Okay, on the ID 5100, yeah, you could still just close talk the microphone, and you'll be doing fine. Okay, so the way it usually works here on the net, if you don't have any other comments, just give your call sign and say back to net control, and we'll move on.
N1RA is K4SKP.
Back to net control.
Okay, Matt, again, congratulations on earning your license 2 weeks in, and look forward to hearing you on future nets. And if you've got any questions or need some assistance, don't be shy. Call on in, make a call out, and hopefully somebody here can help you out. I heard Skip, K4SKP, in there. I'll put you down on the list. Are there any other check-ins, anyone else who hasn't yet checked into the net? Even if you're only just listening and you want to check in and out, please give your call now.
This is Kilo Quebec 4, Echo Mike Tango, Arch in Markham, Virginia. Good evening.
Hey, we've also got KQ4 Echo Mike Tango, Arch, and also a new ham. Welcome to the hobby, and I guess we'll turn it over to Skip. What do you got going on with you, Skip? K4SKP in the group, K1RA.
K1RA is K4SKP. Not much new. I just got hungry on 40 meters on FT8, and so I'm staring at my screen. Been busy with work, so haven't had much chance to get on. What was it? Yesterday I got Belarus. So I've got a little bit. That was on 10 meters. So the bands are opening a bit, and FT8 anyway. Let me get a nickel. So other than that, I was reprogramming my Baofeng for the repeater, and when I finished I turned it on and then realized that the Sunday net was here. So I jumped back down onto my 9700, which is already programmed for the Warrington repeater, and decided I would chime in. So with that, K4SKP, back to net.
Okay, Skip, well, thanks for checking in. Yeah, a couple others have reported already. The bands have been in good shape. Solar flux is up in the 180 region, and activity all the way up through 10 meters. I think this week my best DX on FT8 was 10 meters to Bravo Sierra 7 Hotel was copied. I believe that's Scarborough Reef D-Expedition. I think that might be on the air, was on the air. So anyhow, very good on all. Thanks for checking in and continued good DXing for you. Arch KQ4EMT, new ham. I can tell by the call, so why don't you introduce yourself? How long you been a ham? What are you using for radio, and what's your location again? Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Kilo Quebec 4, Echo Mike Tango. Yeah, I've been a ham for a couple of months.
I've got my technician license and I got my general license, and I just have a, actually it was an Explorer 1 QRZ deal that they had. I got their Explorer 1 radio, and I got the cable and the programming software and everything, and I've been doing this for a little while now. It's a couple of months, and I'm looking into getting a new base station, but I do have a Diamond X 200 on my rooftop, and hopefully it's giving me a pretty good signal for you so you can hear me pretty well. Over.
You're doing doing well. Again, your let's see, your signal's almost full quieting. There's just a tiny bit of hiss, but nothing objectionable. Your audio quality is good, and yeah, doing a fine job. Okay, I'm being a ham for a couple months. Again, welcome to the repeater, and good deal on. I think you said you got your general, so definitely moving up the ranks and starting to enjoy other facets of the hobby. Please check in again when you get a chance. Okay, any other check-ins for the net tonight or any rechecks, so please call now, K1RA.
K1HTV, recheck.
Okay, Dad, K1HTV, I guess you'll wrap it up. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is K1HTV. A question of the repeater committee, since you're on it. Do we still have the recordings of the nightly Sunday and Wednesday night nets available on the website? In other words, can users listen in to see what they sound like. A number of users have very low audio. They don't realize how low the audio is, or how sometimes there's buzz and hum on their audio. But it would be good if those recordings are available. I believe they might only be available for net members if they are even available. So the question is, are they available, and how do we go about listening to them? Over.
Okay. Yeah. Very good. Yeah. Net recordings are available to active members only, and if you log into the w4va.org website and you log in as a member with your username and password and go to the members area, I believe it's the second or third link down from the top of the members area. Wednesday and Sunday night nets are made available to club members to review, as you said, or listen to your audio. So we encourage those who aren't members who want to check into the group, get a little bit more back channel information. We've got a group's IO email and web forum that we exchange a lot of technical information on, technical articles, presentations that have been archived from past meetings and WebEx. All can be found in the members area. So I encourage those to join the club, but definitely not required to check in and join us on our Wednesday and Sunday nights, or use the repeater at all, for that matter. All are welcome. Okay, I guess that being it for check-ins or rechecks, as was mentioned earlier, please join us this Thursday evening at 7:15 at the PATH Foundation Building for our monthly meeting. We've got some new board members, and I'm not quite sure what the discussion will be. I've had some talk with Kevin, who has checked in earlier. Kevin, I'm going to send you an email, discuss upcoming plans for this Thursday's meeting. Information can be found on our website, w4va.org. We have a WebEx link for those who cannot attend in person. All are welcome to join in and listen and watch. You do not have to be a member to participate on WebEx either.
Good question, Andy.
Yeah, go ahead.
As I recall from the past, the recording for the particular the evening that we're, like this evening, cannot be listened to until 9 o'clock. Is that still the case?
Yeah, that's correct. I usually, I set up the recordings to run from 8 to 9 regardless, and they are not posted till 9, and it takes some period of time for them to upload. So usually by 9:05 or 9:10 after the net, you can see those. And when you go to the link on the members page, you'll be dumped in a directory of sequentially labeled MP3 files. Those MP3 files are year, month, day, hour. So it's easy to see when the new files are posted there. Okay, again, thank you for joining us on the Sunday Technical Service Net here on the W4VA repeater. If you have any questions or topics for the net or would like to get contact with the net control operators, please email FARANET, that's F-A-R-A-N-E-T, at W4VA.org, or see our website, W4VA.org, for more information. Everyone have a good evening. You're free to carry on discussions after this. Usually after the Sunday night net, we have a brief check-in only on our 70-centimeter repeater. So for those who wish to just try out their 440 megahertz equipment, our repeater on 442.250 with a positive split and the same TL tone, I'll go over there, just do a quick roll call and see how people are doing, if they wish to give a try, and that'll be it for the night. So this is K1RA, returning the 2-meter repeater back to normal use. Good night.
This is W4VA repeater.